Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Amazon Business honors Jill Lau, Chief Procurement Officer of Global Network Bank. Last week, Jill saved big and used Amazon Business to help her team buy 327 headsets. Now Bob can keep his conversations to himself.
Wait, am I still on speakerphone?
With business buying easier than before, Jill now uses her extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Thank you for holding.
Hang it up, Bob.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
We are in lots of places. I mean, the Salcedo Show / Salcedo Storm podcast. You know what? We've got the TV show, we've got the radio show, and we got the podcast. So I'm covering a lot of stuff. And as you guys know, the podcast isn't necessarily political. I mean, we have interesting guests, from ghost hunters to people who make yummy booze, to wineries, to whatever. There's really no sky's the limit on the podcast, A, because we have the time and we can really get into some of the nitty-gritty on some of this stuff. But there are things that sometimes I forget to share with the podcast that are pretty freaking important. I'm sorry, they just are. And things that you've got to know, that even if you're, you know, trying to get away from the daily political BS, things that you really ought to consider and you really ought to know. And there are the border, there are things going inside of your government that you guys have probably even heard tangentially. Maybe you guys watch me on TV, or maybe you listen to the Chris Salcedo Show on KSEV and you've heard me talking about this. But for those of you who maybe you were missing me from another radio station that I was at in the past, and this is the only way to keep up with me, and you haven't heard me talk on these issues, I think I've got to bring some of them to light. The illegal immigration issue is one. But there's also this idea about what happened with the FBI. You guys heard about this, right? The Federal Bureau of Investigation, it was revealed by John Durham that the FBI hired one of the dudes, Igor Danchenko, one of the guys responsible for this Trump fake dossier, this Russia dossier, which said that Trump was a bad guy and the basis for the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. And the FBI, after it was shown to be a hoax, they hire him. They dedicate your money and my money to this cat. And I'm saying, what the hell is this? Then there's the border. And you've got Carrie Lake. Frankly, this is one of the most underreported aspects of the harm being done by the Democrats' open borders. Here's Carrie Lake on one of her first stops in her, I love this, Ask Me Anything tour of Arizona. Listen to this.
How many of you have noticed an increase in the homeless population in just the past 3 or 4 years? Everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much? You know, we've done the research. In the past 4 or 5 years, it's practically doubled. It's practically doubled in Arizona. I'm talking about the chronic street homelessness. There are different scales of homelessness. Some people are temporarily homeless. They found themselves out of an apartment. They lost a lease, and there's help for most people. People who don't want to be homeless, there's really a lot of help out there. But we have a problem with chronic street homelessness. It is being fueled by drugs, primarily, coming in from Mexico because the cartels are controlling our border. That's another reason why we have to take control of that border. We have to tackle this drug problem. How many of you have studied history and have heard of the opium wars? They brought down dynasties with drugs, and they're trying to bring our country down right now with this drug, and we cannot allow that to happen. You see it on the streets with the homeless tents lining the roads in certain parts of town. It's unhealthy. It's not right for the person who's homeless. God did not envision any of us to live on the street with a needle in our arm.
Wow. I mean, that's an aspect. I mean, the opioid stuff is well covered, but the idea that the increased homelessness, we're seeing it in Texas and places like Austin and the liberal bastions. They've got it out in California. They're seeing it in Arizona. So it's bad enough on the borders that we've got, 6 million illegal aliens by the end of Joe Biden's second year in office. 6 million. That's the tip of the iceberg. The guns, the drugs, the sex trafficking is just, it's just terrible. And it's unnecessary. And we know it doesn't have to be this way. We know it doesn't have to be this way. Why? Because President Donald J. Trump got it under control. A man who had never been in politics before got it under control. And here's a bumbling fool idiot who leads a bumbling fool political movement of socialism and communism, left-wing extremism. Here he is. He can't govern his way out of a paper bag. Beijing Biden. All right, folks, we're going to talk to my buddy Rob Carson first. And I'm not just one, but two lawmen in the state of Texas. It's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
There are a lot of things I got to talk about. And I know typically when you listen to my buddy Rob Carson, he is always great for a laugh, a unique perspective, a view on the world. But, you know, I was talking to him offline the other day, and things are really avalanching to a point to where even those who we turn to laugh are having a hard time laughing. But I bet you he's going to find some way. He is the host of the nationally syndicated Rob Carson Show. He's the host of What in the World on Newsmax TV, and my pal Rob Carson. Hey, buddy.
What's up, my friend? How are you?
I am doing well. Look, first off, before we get into the real reasons I brought you on, conversation you and I got in about a 20-minute conversation offline. There are headlines today. The border czar, Kamala Harris, waking up to a couple of busloads of illegal aliens being dropped off at her place, and then Ron DeSantis is shipping illegal aliens via plane up to Martha's Vineyard so the liberals up there can enjoy the fruits of Beijing Biden's open borders. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's wonderful. And one of the reasons being is I was just reading, I believe it was El Paso, a town of 100,000 people has 250,000 illegals in it. There are people in our southern border communities who are their lives are being wrecked. They're having crimes committed against them. As far as I'm concerned, I'd like to see 250,000 illegals go to Washington, D.C., hells to the yes. It's about time. You got a city up there, total population, about 7 million people. What the heck is 250,000 people going to do to that compared to a town, a border town of 100,000 people with a medical tab to treat illegals to the tune of $20 million that they can't afford?
Yeah.
So, if the Democrats are going to use illegals as political pawns, since there's nothing governors can do about it except for relocate them, then it's the only thing they can do. And I personally love it. I want to see tents lining up and down outside the U.S. Naval Observatory where she lives. I want to see them right on the street, living in tents, just like they do in Seattle, and just like they do in Portland, and just like they're doing in El Paso, and just like they're doing in your neck of the woods as well.
Yeah, you see, what I'd like to see happen, and you're right, I'd like to see 250,000 in Martha's Vineyard. You know, that'd be great. And, speaking of El Paso, that's a Democrat town. And the Democrat town itself is taking a cue from Governor Greg Abbott. And they, the Democrats in El Paso, are putting illegals on buses and sending them off to sanctuary cities like in Chicago and New York and now Martha's Vineyard and all these leftists are now going to have to start. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. That's an illegal alien. I thought we were keeping those people down in Texas.
Yes. Well, you know, it's fine if we keep a few of those brown people around to run our leaf blowers and then sleep in a blow-up mattress in the woods. That's exactly the way they are. This is the ultimate. I started talking about let them eat cake liberalism probably about 15 years ago when I lived in Washington, D.C. And it is the same modus operandi for everything. I live by a different set of rules that I would never expect you, you live by a different set of rules than I would ever be expected to live by. You drive a crappy electric car. I will ride in a fleet of SUVs. You fly coach or don't fly at all while I fly in private jets. I can go on and on and on. This is classic liberalism. Mm-hmm. It's like, let the little people in and let the little people deal with it. But please don't let my eyes be greeted by this every single day. So I love it. Keep it coming. Keep it coming by the tens of thousands and the hundreds of thousands into it is particularly in the Washington, D.C., where seven of the richest counties in America surround Washington, D.C., and there's not a single plant to manufacture cars or anything in Washington, D.C. It's all your money. So they should be impacted by their policies.
Amen. Last time you and I spoke, we were talking a little bit about entertainment. And there's a new movie out called My Son Hunter. And for many folks who are seeing this movie, directed by Robert Davi, and Gina Carano's in it. And this may be the first time because of this blanket suppression by the biased press and social media of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the first time that many Americans are seeing it. So while the FBI buries Tony Bobulinski's testimony, that is credible, former business partner of how this family has influenced, peddled, and sold out America to our enemies. While that's all being buried by the FBI, they're paying attention there at the FBI to the really important stuff, the real threats to America, like the MyPillow guy.
The worst thing about that, Chris, I just found out this morning, not only did they take his phone, they took his French toast sticks. I'm willing to fight for that. I'm willing to fight for that.
Wait a minute. This is breaking news. Wait a minute. They took Mike Lindell's French toast sticks as well?
Yes. Those filthy bastards, they took it. They said it was evidence. We saw pictures of them eating it in the car later. Anyway, I did see My Son Hunter. I just saw it last night, actually.
No, hold on. Okay, wait a minute. Before you get into that, I mean, stylistically, I got to admit, it took me about 10 minutes to get where Davi was going with it, and once I got that, then the whole dang movie sailed.
Yes. Well, the movie, you start off, you're kind of wondering how serious it's going to be, and the thing I like about the movie is it tells the story with a wink and a nod. Mm-hmm. It tells the story with, entertainment. I got to tell you, I was a little surprised. It was a very sympathetic portrayal of Hunter Biden, I got to tell you. What drives him, the disappointment of his father, the family, he essentially was kind of born into this life of servitude to his father. So I guess I was a little surprised. You look at Hunter Biden, you think, yeah, scumbag who, does coke and prostitutes. And then you kind of realize, the movie kind of, I think, paints a pretty, pretty sympathetic picture of the guy, even though I do believe the guy should go to jail. Don't get me wrong. But I was kind of surprised by that. But the whole thing is, it did the storytelling with a wink and a nod. What I try to do when I can, I use humor to make a point. Not always, of course, because some things aren't funny. But I thought that Davi did a really nice job weaving in not only lines from emails in the Hunter Biden laptop, but also lines that Joe Biden has spoken on the campaign trail or whatever.
I thought it was
a very smart movie. Weaved facts in and made a point.
Yeah, or words that Biden misspoke. That was that moment. Remember that moment in the car where Biden is getting it all wrong and he's like like misspeaking, and then you see Hunter Biden reacting even in his coked out state. He's reacting like, oh my gosh, Pop has lost it. It was good. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was good. I love the first person perspective of the Secret Service agent.
Yeah,
she was in Deadpool.
Yep.
And I thought she did a really nice job too, by the way.
I thought so too. So now back to the substance. Here we have the MyPillow guy getting his phone seized by the FBI. Let's be honest about who Mike Lindell is. Mike Lindell is putting a considerable fortune toward trying to ferret out exactly what happened in the 2020 election, which is not illegal. Mike Lindell is saying that just like Hillary Clinton has, just like every Democrat that has ever opposed an election, which there are several, and we play them on the show all the time, is saying that the election was stolen. That's what they're saying. But he gets the visit from the FBI, but none of those Democrats do.
Yeah, well, I've been talking about this since the election. The day after the election in 2020, my Facebook account, which had really started to garner a lot of support, disappeared completely. Mm-hmm. They took it down. They did not offer a reason, and they offered no recourse. And it didn't pop up again until earlier this spring when Twitter was about to be purchased by Elon Musk. And then all of a sudden, oh, there's my page. It's really ridiculous. I've been saying you have every single right to say your opinion is that you believe the election was stolen. The Democrats have done it since 2000 and what? 2000 and the election of 2000.
Oh, well, even before that, they were saying, the Democrats have been calling into question elections for decades, but none of them get a visit from the FBI. But here's Mike Lindell. He does.
Yes. Well, it's a matter of you have a constitutionally protected right to your opinion, whether it be wrong or not. We have heard these words, disinformation and misinformation, originally coined by Joseph Stalin to create a Department of Disinformation in Stalin's Russia. And they are doing the same template here in the United States. You have every single damned right to say that you believe that Hunter Biden's laptop was real, the election was stolen, the COVID, the things that the country did, the government did to us with regard to COVID. We have the right to question those, but all of those were called disinformation. This is a tactic used by dictators and communists in the past, and you just have to say nonsense. Finally, last night I was watching Tucker. I watch, you know, my Newsmax channel, of course, and then I watch Tucker as well. Mm-hmm. And Tucker finally got it last night. He says, we have every right to our First Amendment right to an opinion. And this is the first time in our history, it's a very dangerous precipice we're standing on, where we can't express any disagreement with the government. That's freaking nonsense.
That's totalitarianism is what it is. Rob Carson is our guest right now, folks. You can see his show on Newsmax TV, What in the World? He's also a nationally syndicated talk show host. So we also learned, while we're talking about the FBI, and this was the crux of what you and I were talking about offline, we learned the FBI, after the Mueller probe proved that the Russia collusion hoax was a hoax, the FBI says, you know what, why don't we hire as a human source, a confidential human source, why don't we hire one of the co-conspirators, one of the co-creators of the fake Steele dossier, the discredited fake Steele dossier? We're going to charge the American people to hire this guy as an asset, even after he admitted that this was just bar gossip and it wasn't real. I mean, what does that tell us about the nature of just how far gone the FBI is?
Well, there have been a lot of people who said the FBI, since its inception, has been, leaned toward the direction of those in power, and we've seen them abuse people in history, like Martin Luther King Jr., among others. As far as this hiring Igor Danchenko after Michael Steele was fired, this shows that the FBI was involved in electioneering, choosing a candidate and promoting that candidate and trying to destroy legally without any evidence whatsoever, an opposing candidate. That is criminality, and it means people need to go to jail. This has been going on for as long as Donald Trump has been a political figure, starting with his dissent with the escalator when he announced his candidacy. And honestly, the FBI tried to rig the 2016 election and couldn't do it. They effectively rigged the election of 2020, along with, by the way, a whole hell of a lot of ballot stealing around the country and money from Mark Zuckerberg, among other things. So the FBI, I believe, has been involved in criminality and electioneering, and the agency as it is right now needs to be figuratively blown up and reinvented, mm-hmm. and the rotten, maggot-infested head of it needs to be severed.
Because the body rots from the head, and that's exactly what I think we're seeing happening here. Rob... Yes. You study human nature, and this is, I came up with this yesterday, and I was trying to explain to the folks what I think is actually going on here, and I'm going to use one government agency to explain what I believe has happened in the FBI, and I just want to see if you agree. GovEd The people inside of GovEd will look at you with a straight face and say, the most important thing in the world is that GovEd continues. That's the most important thing. And then you, yep, with a cogent thought, will say, no, I thought the most important thing was to educate children. No. It's not educating children. The fact that we have taxpayers' monies forcibly taken out of their pocket to perpetuate this government agency, that's the most important thing. And I think that's what the psychology of the FBI is. As you rightly point out, in 2016, the FBI... they lied to a FISA court. They forged documents. They launched to undermine the campaign and then the presidency of Donald Trump. And then they got caught. And then now all of a sudden, because of Durham, they know they were caught. So everything they've done since then is on this predicate. The FBI is good. The FBI is great. We must preserve the FBI at all costs. Why? Because the FBI is good. But you guys were caught doing illegal bad things. Yes, I know. That's why we have to do more illegal bad things, so you don't catch us, so you don't reveal to the world how bad we are, and so that the FBI can continue. Because the FBI is good. Isn't that the psychology that's at play here?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. I'm going to tell you, I got a good buddy. His name is Chris Plant. Has a wonderful radio show, and I've been talking to Chris for about 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Chris Plant, who is, he's a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer, and the boomers' generation, I think, were taught that the FBI was sacrosanct. I mean, they grew up watching the FBI, a Clinton Martin production, and everybody was convinced that the FBI was this. You know, when a government got out of hand or when whatever got out of hand, the FBI could come in, the guys in their suits would come in. And now we realize that, this agency has been decimated, has been infiltrated with left-leaning politicos. And the scariest thing is, this is really evil. When you use the justice system to convict people wrongly and imprison them, mm-hmm, like, January 6th protesters, then you've lost it, man. Then civilization is over. And that's at the core of it, let alone all the other nonsense going on at agencies like the IRS, the CDC, the HHS, the DHS. I could go on and on.
Yeah, a lot of those alphabet agencies. Two more questions, and you took me where I wanted to go. Rob Carson, he is the host on Newsmax TV of What in the World, and also nationally syndicated talk show host. Pelosi, the Republicans have all of this data they're going to be releasing, goodness knows when, but according to Just the News, they have this data that nobody's been focusing on, which was focused on the vulnerabilities, the security vulnerabilities that everybody knew that was in existence on January 6th, but Nancy Pelosi didn't act on it. And could this whole, as you mentioned, the jailing, it's all right, dogs happen. The jailing of these people for trespassing, the jailing of individuals for breaking windows for a year without representation. Could this January 6th committee all be an effort to obscure what really happened, the culpability of those who were in power who screwed the pooch on national security in the Capitol?
Well, of course. And I'll explain why. I said on January the 7th, and I watch these, even conservative pundits, supposedly nationally, talking about the horrible January 6th. Oh, the Capitol was burned to the tune of $100 million. Well, then why did they open 2 hours later? Why is 14,000 hours of interior video being hidden by Nancy Pelosi? It's because people stayed within the velvet ropes. The worst thing that happened, a guy put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Oh, my God. Throw him in jail for the rest of his damned life. This is nonsense. I said on January the 7th, I said, this is a Reichstag moment. This is the Reichstag. This is the media complex working with government to make this look like the worst thing in the history of mankind, to cover up the fact that 1 million people showed up in Washington, D.C. to protest the obvious improprieties with regard to the 2020 election and the absolute ludicrous concept that Joe Biden, who couldn't draw flies to his campaign, got 81 million votes. I mean, when you add this all up, the reason why, when somebody asks me, you know, they'll say, do you think the election of 2020 was stolen? And I'll say, yes, I do. They say, why? I said, because I'm not stupid. Okay, I'm not stupid, and I get tired of being told immediately that I can't have an opinion, that what I say is disinformation, and it's a big lie. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. The January 6th, if you dig into this, and it will be discovered, the FBI was involved. They let people into that building. just like they were going to do in Michigan with regard to the FBI going after those poor redneck saps from hell, who they created some sort of a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Mm-hmm. They did the same thing there. They told the security to stand down at the Capitol, and they wanted to invite them into the Capitol up there. And they did the same damn thing. They transferred the same guy in charge of that frame job, and they brought him to Washington, D.C., and they're trying to do the same thing with January 6ers. It's a giant shakedown. All of this stuff is going to come down, and we're going to discover that the deep state is more ridiculously corrupt than we ever imagined.
Right, and the only reason why we don't know is because, as you mentioned, the biased press is now the voice of big government rather than being the voice of the people. Last question. Yeah. It's random. It's out of left. You and I have never talked about this. I just want to see where you are. Convention of States. Article 5, Convention of States. Where are you on that?
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down. I'm completely down at this point. Something has to be done. And I actually was just speaking to someone from the Trafalgar Group about it and Convention of States about it. They're still states shy of calling a convention of states. Clearly, obviously, if this is going to happen, we want to make sure that fundamentally the tenets of the Constitution as written remain and a return to that, and I think that's what's going to happen. So I'd be completely down with it. One thing is concerned, Chris, and I don't believe that Joe Biden should be able to remain the president through 2024. First of all, I'm not sure he'll live that long, and I'm not saying that to be flippant. Not at all, but this presidency will have to end because all of the things that we have seen from this administration making enemies of the people, the China dealings, I can go on and on, should precipitate his removal from office, not by the 25th Amendment, but because he and his administration have proven to be enemies of the people.
Right, and actually allies of communist China on many occasions.
Yes.
I want you to, if you haven't found it already, you probably have, because you're that good. But if you haven't found this soundbite from John Kirby standing at the podium, and he is asked by a reporter who gave a week's advance notice of her question so they could have an answer for her. She said, "Why is the United States concerned that communist China is buying up land adjacent to military bases?" And you know what John Kirby said? "Oh, I'm not qualified to talk about real estate." That's what he's. Yeah. Oh, no, idiot. But that tells me that this administration, I mean, nobody's that stupid. Nobody is that stupid.
No,
so it tells me they know exactly what's going on.
It's bought and paid for. And this is, like I said, this is the class of 1968. This is their moist dream that they've sat around and they've mentally masturbated about in academia for decades, and this is their last dying throes to convert this country into what they consider to be a Marxist utopia.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of fighting. Things are going to get really weird, Chris. You know this. Things are going to get really bleeped up before November the 8th. We've already seen it with the unprecedented raid of Mar-a-Lago, the Constitution Hall in communist red, and declaring half the people enemies, and Maisie Hirono yesterday and others.
Oh, yes.
So things are going to get really big and really ugly. I like to say keep your powder dry, which means just chill out. Let them fall on,
their faces,
their things. But be ready just in case, because they're going to get crazy.
Well, I got to tell you, man, the image of what's happening in the faculty lounge, that was enough to make it weird for me. Rob Carson, what in the world on Newsmax? And, of course, nationally syndicated Rob Carson show. Buddy.
Hey, by the way, we got Robert Davi today on the show to talk about my son, Hunter.
Right on. He is a wonderful, wonderful man. Make sure, keep the focus on the film, but just acknowledge my kids grew up watching him as Acustis Colia on Stargate Atlantis. It was awesome. All right, buddy. Thanks very much.
All right, Chris, talk to you, buddy.
All right, let's get on to a couple of men, a couple of lawmen in the great state of Texas. Roy Boyd is the sheriff of Goliad, Texas, Goliad County, Texas, and Brad Coe, the sheriff of Kinney County, Texas. Gentlemen, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be on, especially with my hero, Bradco.
You got to aim a little higher, buddy.
Gonna be one of those conversations. Like, folks, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. I mean, seriously. So, okay, let's talk first about Joe Biden has come out, I think it was yesterday, and a biased press reporter, and I'm going to get you both to respond to this, a biased press reporter finally says, hey, why is the border so bad on your watch? And he says, well, it's unprecedented. And his new brain, Jean-Pierre, said the same thing, that this guy is facing border pressures like we've never, ever seen before in our lives, which is a complete out-and-out lie. But Biden said that the reason why is we're getting all these refugees from failed communist states like Cuba and Venezuela, and sending the illegal aliens back is just not practical. Sheriff Boyd, what do you say to that?
Well, I say that that's about one of the lamest excuses I've ever heard, because I agree with what we talked about earlier, which is don't let them here in the first place. If you actually closed the border and enforced the laws and prevented people from coming here illegally, they wouldn't be shipping them over to Mexico to come here in the first place. So it's a fairly simple solution.
Mr. Coe, you want to react?
Yeah, well, I agree to that 100%. If, of course, think back on things, if it's so bad in Venezuela, if it's so bad in Cuba, why haven't they had a civil war to rectify the situation? I mean, we had one here a little over 100 years ago to rectify some stuff, and it's just part of the government deal. Why aren't they staying home to fight this?
Well, they don't have to, because the borders have been flung open here in the United States. And let me ask you, my understanding is we have every Tom, Dick, and Harry from Yemen, Pakistan, China, the Northern Triangle countries, Mexico, Russia, from Europe, Eastern Europe, coming into that border. What about Biden's contention, Sheriff Boyd, that the only people coming across primarily now are individuals coming from Venezuela and Cuba and these far-off lands?
You know, that's funny. We've caught a lot of illegal aliens in our jurisdiction. I haven't caught any from Cuba or Venezuela. Catch them all from Mexico and Central America, but I've never had one of those in Goliad County. I think it's just another lame excuse by the administration to, you know, ensure that they continue with this failed policy of open borders that they've started.
You know, and Sheriff Coe, I can recall a lot of Haitians coming through that border. Again, maybe not practical to send them back, but I guess that dovetails right back to where we started our conversation. I think the better part of valor is not letting them in the first place, because there is no right to illegal immigration.
That's so true. If they're looking for asylum, there's a legal way to do it. Go to the port of entry, make your statement at the ports of entry, not mass migration across the river, groups of 13,000 plus, because they'll never get adjudicated properly, plus it's illegal. But if they want to do it legally, there is a system. They just need to follow the rules.
Right. There's a system. And I want to address that with one of your fellow lawmen. He is a sheriff, allegedly, in Bexar County. And Sheriff Salazar in Bexar County is actually suing gentlemen. He's, or investigating, I should say. He's investigating alleged criminal conduct by the governor of Florida to ship illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. Now, first off, Mr. Salazar contends that these individuals, they now were on pace 6 million by year's end to have 6 million illegal aliens in this country. He claims they're all here legally. Sheriff Boyd, is that true?
No. First off, it's not. They're illegal aliens, which is why we call them illegal aliens. And second off, you know, Salazar doesn't even have a criminal offense that he's investigating. He is following the Democrat communist model of show me a man and I'll find you the crime. Well, that's not what you're supposed to do. As sheriffs and as lawmen, we have to uphold the Constitution. What we do is we discover the crime, then we identify the suspects and then go through the system. He flat out said in his press conference, he doesn't even know of a statute that's been violating. He is just acting as a tool for the Democrat Party to try to make some sort of you know, uprising with their side about this going on.
Well, there are some
he's
folks
not investigating a crime.
Yeah, there are
he's
some
investigating
folks
a human.
Yeah, there's some folks calling him a tool. That's for sure. But I don't think it was in the exact manner in which you were saying it. And let me give you the exact quote, Sheriff Coe. What infuriates me, he says, the most is this case is where we have 48 people that are already on hard times, and they are here legally in our country at that point. They have every right to be where they are in Texas, is the supposition there. And I believe that they were preyed upon. Someone came from out of state and preyed upon these people, according to Sheriff Javier Salazar. Do you agree with his assessment?
Not at all. Of course, I'm down here on the border, and I've seen unprecedented numbers in my time here in Kinney County since 85. And I'm doing the best I can to keep him out of his territory, out of San Antonio, so that he doesn't have to worry about it. But he wants to worry about what's going on in Florida. Take care of your backyard first. He's got thousands of them living down by North Star Mall, begging and panhandling because they're trying to get some type of free assistance that the city's offered them there. And he, just like the sheriff said, he's just a talking point for the Democratic Party.
And that brings up another point. By the way, Sheriffs Roy Boyd and Brad Coe are our guests right now. The sheriffs of Goliad County, Texas, and Kinney County, Texas. It seems that Javier Salazar is more interested in getting justice for illegal aliens and foreign nationals than he is interested in getting justice for Texans and the people in his county, because crime is running rampant in blue counties and cities and municipalities all over this country and in Texas. Sheriff Boyd, what, in your view, is the primary driver of that crime?
The primary driver of most criminal activity that we face is the presence of transnational criminal organizations, because drugs are the number one driver of crime that we face in law enforcement throughout. Doesn't matter where you're at, if you're in Texas or you're in New York, drugs are the primary driver of crime in your community. And that those drugs are coming from transnational criminal organizations, predominantly coming out of Mexico and bringing those drugs into our communities, because that drug addiction fuels the need for more money in order to get more drugs. And it also fuels the violence that we face on a daily basis.
Gubernatorial.
So this open border is the cause of most of our crime.
I see. Well, gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is out there talking about the homeless problem that is caused by the drug problem, which is now multi-increased because of the Biden administration. And Sheriff Coe, how do you evaluate the drivers of crime, and where do these lawless Soros DAs figure into all this?
Well, you know, it's like the sheriff said, drugs is the number one issue. You know, we declared war on drugs back in 1972, and we're losing this war. But to gain control of the populace, you give them some type of addiction, whether it be drugs, whether it be free handouts, whatever the case may be, then you can control your substance. So that's, to me, that's the root cause of with the drugs. We're trying to control the people. But drugs, and number two is the illegal alien traffic that the cartels are pushing across. Because that's not a renewable source. It's a constant source. They get caught, they go back, they get smuggled again. So they're not losing anything. They lose a shipment of fentanyl, well, they've lost it. But they're not going to lose a shipment of aliens because they'll be back to be smuggled again.
As you guys are looking at the political landscape in Texas, we are allegedly a Republican-run state. But there doesn't seem to be uniform enforcement of the law. And there doesn't seem to be, I mean, as we have been articulating, there are some places where you can go in Texas and the law is adhered to. You can't go to Bexar County and expect the law to be adhered to, but you can go to Kinney County, you can go to Goliad County, you can go to Tarrant County, and our mutual friend, Sheriff Bill Wayburn, you can go there and the law will be enforced. Let me just ask you guys, if the legislature could give you a present, they would make your job's a lot easier so that these blue counties' dereliction of duty didn't seep into your so-called red counties. Sheriff Boyd, what would that present be from the legislature?
To be quite honest with you, I don't know what the legislature could provide us to fix that. You know, unless they came up with something to prevent outside money from influencing campaigns and elections here in Texas, because that is a huge problem. George Soros is a great example that you brought up. He has funded many of the major city district attorney campaigns, knowing that once he has those DAs in place, and he's been very successful at it, that he controls who gets prosecuted and who doesn't. And unfortunately, criminals are the ones they don't want prosecuted, because crime creates chaos and chaos creates opportunity for the Democrat Party. And that's what they want.
Sheriff Coe, does the legislature have a role in maybe creating stiffer penalties and maybe limiting prosecutorial discretion from these DAs so that they can't do what they've been doing, these Soros-funded DAs, you know, basically mailing it in for the law-abiding citizens and working very hard to deliver for criminals?
Well, of course, most of your district attorneys are, like the sheriff said, they are elected officials. Once we get through with our prosecution casework, get all the paperwork, the evidence, send it to the DA, it's off my desk, it's in their hands whether they're going to prosecute it or not. One of the things we have been talking about is get the legislature together, have them come up with some type of, I don't know if they can do it or not, but some type of ruling or some type of legislature that forces the district attorney to put it in writing to the family members why particular cases were not prosecuted.
Yeah.
Instead of, well, it's just sitting on the desk here. We'll get to it when we get to it. After the statute's limitations are up, the individual goes free. That DA needs to write a letter in detail to the families and to the community why certain cases are not being prosecuted.
Well, you know, in Harris County, I'll bring you a prime example. In Harris County, they had a couple of guys who were not out on bond for jaywalking, gentlemen. They were out for, one was out for murder, one was out for capital murder, right? On bond, they let him out. And they gave, here, wear this ankle bracelet, they said. And they put the ankle bracelet on, and it was a shock to Democrats and socialists and left-wingers that ankle bracelet didn't stop these cats from killing again. And they killed a constable. Okay? So you've got that. Then you've got these laws that are being broken out there by individuals in our state. For example, the governor of Texas says, hey, you can't mask your by force parents, kids, and schools. And the ISDs go, well, we're gonna do it anyway. So stop us, you know, and they don't, because there's no teeth to the statutes, because if government is out there screwing the people, then it's okay. There's no punishment. And I'm asking Sheriff Boyd, doesn't that need to change? Doesn't government need to be held at least to the same standards we are? And I believe even higher.
You know, I agree with you completely, Chris. We have that throughout government, where we have laws that regulate what we're supposed to do in our official capacity. But there's a lot of those laws, it's against the law to do something, but there's no teeth in it. There's no punitive side to the law. There has to be some sort of punitive action, and there has to be somebody in the state who comes in and enforces that punitive action when those laws aren't followed. Unfortunately, right now, we have a lot of that. I mean, we've got that right here in Goliad County with our county clerk. They're not following the law, but there's no punitive action for the county clerk not following the law. And so we're kind of at a loss. What do you do when your elected officials do not do their due diligence and don't perform the duties that they're sworn to do?
You know,
because there's nothing to be done to them.
See, and that's the thing. I'm hoping one day, Sheriff Coe, to see all the lawmen of Texas band together and say, look, guys, you're making our communities less safe. This, without holding elected officials to a standard, whatever job, you're basically undermining the job that we in law enforcement are doing by not having some sort of remedy for the people when government screws up and when government does these lawless activities. Like I said, to me, it's criminal that somebody would allow somebody who's suspected of capital murder out on bond. To me, that's criminal. And then when he goes out and kills again, the blood of that constable is on the hands of those judges and those DAs that allowed that crap to happen. Or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, but under the Constitution, we have that clause in there that we can petition the government to change. We can petition them to say, hey, you're not doing right. We want this changed. That takes a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, but everybody seems to forget that. But we have that power, and as even as a constitutional sheriff, we have that power. We can go in and we can sit down, we can talk with the judges. We can tell them, look, this is not right. And if you don't start playing the game right, well, then I'm going to have to oppose you in the next time election. I will not be able to support you.
And you know what? And here's the kick in the teeth, gentlemen. Some dirtbag lowlife that you guys put in jail files a complaint, whether it's true or not. And all of a sudden you find yourselves having to lawyer up and defend yourselves and answer every damn reporter's questions. But the minute some backwater DA in Harris County says, hey, and some weak on crime judge says, hey, here's a great idea. Let's let out a couple of guys accused of murder with an ankle bracelet, because, you know, that ankle bracelet's going to stop them from murdering again. When that happens, nobody bats an eyelash, and it's really starting to tick me off. And that's just my little rant there. Go ahead.
Well, part of that problem is a lot of these DAs, a lot of these legislators, the congressmen, et cetera, have never been in a position where they have needed the law enforcement to come in and save them. They've lived in their big houses or in their nice neighborhoods or whatever the case may be, but they've never been in that position where they've had to face being rescued by law enforcement. Mm. So they don't understand the concept that, well, if we put an ankle bracelet on him, he's got to leave it on. It says so in the rule book. They get home, they cut it off, and it goes in the trash.
Or, you know what? Sure. How does that ankle bracelet stop him from taking a firearm and pulling the trigger and gunning down a constable? There, it's an ankle bracelet. It's not a hand bracelet. You know, it's not a pair of handcuffs. It doesn't work like that. So, and again, I've never, thank God, knock on wood, I have never had to have the police roll to my rescue either yet, but it's nice to know they can, and it's nice to know they're there. And I have brains enough to know you don't let somebody out on the streets who is accused of capital murder until it's adjudicated. You just don't do that. So I don't know. I don't think that's rocket science, gentlemen, in that regard. You know, speaking of things that are not rocket science, Kamala Harris, if we can pivot right back around to the border to wrap up our segment, gentlemen. Kamala Harris is, we call her the failed border czar, because she made headlines a couple weeks ago on NBC air quotes news, where she claimed the border was secure. And by the way, the border problems, the crime problems, it's all part and parcel. It's all a failure of government. It's all criminal activity. And that's why our conversation is so encompassing. But Roy, you've got Kamala Harris, the failed border czar, claiming our border is secure. From what you know and your expertise being on the ground, and she hasn't been where you are, can you say whether she's telling the truth or telling a lie?
No, she's lying through her teeth. You know, and the problem is our government has completely turned over border security to Mexico and their partners, which are the cartels. You know, the only security on the border is the fact that the cartels run it with an iron fist and ensure that they get their payment for everybody and everything that goes across. So it's an absolute lie whenever they say that the border is secure. So because they've failed to do anything to secure the border to any extent whatsoever.
Folks, you may or may not know this, but Sheriff Coe has extensive, lengthy conversations with the failed border czar, Kamala Harris. Sheriff, describe those conversations for us, will you?
They're pretty much one-sided. I ask her questions, and either she cackles at me, or she just sits there in total silence.
Total silence?
Yeah.
Are you that captivating to her? Is she just spellbound?
Well, you haven't seen pictures of me, have you?
Hey, but, hey, Chris, I've got to admit, I've been to his office. I have seen Kamala Harris there, and the way she looks at him, I think she's just awestruck. She doesn't know what to say when she sees him.
Well, maybe I've been judging our failed border czar too hardly. If she is this committed that she would sit in Sheriff Brad Coe's Kinney County office and hear what he has to say lovingly and adoringly, watching him every step of the way, maybe I've misjudged her. So you can see these conversations, right, Sheriff Coe, on your Facebook page, right?
They're on our Facebook page, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was watching an interview that she did, I don't know, a week or so ago, and she was talking about how the Democrats have delivered big time. And the first thing that popped in my mind, yeah, you've delivered big time, right? You've delivered a whole bunch of illegal aliens here more than anybody else in history.
In history. 6 million illegal aliens. Unsafe streets, a fiscal crisis that is impacting every community. You're harming the poor people who you claim that you're trying to help with your fiscal policies. Oh, yeah, you've delivered big time. All right. Oh, by the way, folks, the Kamala Harris conversations with Sheriff Brad Coe, which I highly encourage you, go look up. It is a cardboard cutout of Kamala Harris, which, by the way, from my perspective, has more depth and more substance than the real thing, and multi more dimensional than the real thing of Kamala Harris. Roy Boyd is the sheriff of Goliad County, Texas. Brad Coe is the sheriff of Kinney County, Texas. Lawmen both, and patriots as well. Gentlemen, thank you for your service, and thanks for the visit.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Chris.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, if you want to visit a couple of websites and be informed, number one stop is to head to TexasScorecard.com. That's where you'll find all the news that's important to Texas. And if it's important to Texas, it's important to the United States. Also go to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find, well, me. You can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. You can figure out how to book me for a speech. Can also track down the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country, no matter where you are. Also, you can track me down, the Chris Salcedo Show, on Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 every afternoon. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care, because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.